You might have heard the African proverb, "It takes a village to raise a child," but did you know that it doesn't just apply to humans? Today's Moment of Science is about how it also takes a village to raise a meerkat. Meerkats are extremely social and cooperative critters, not to mention cute. They live in South Africa in groups of 2 to 50 individuals, and when it comes to raising pups, they always work together. Typically, in each group of meerkats, there is a dominant pair who does most of the breeding. The female gives birth to up to 4 litters a year, ranging from 1 to 7 pups each. The average is 4 pups, and the whole group chips in to raise them. Subordinate or helper meerkats have 2 main parenting jobs. One is babysitting. Each day, when most of the group leaves the den to forage, one or occasionally a few adults stay behind to guard the pups. Babysitting is tough work. There's no eating on the job, and the meerkat can lose 1 to 2% of its body weight during a babysitting day. That's probably why meerkat moms don't do much pup watching themselves. They need to feed to regain their strength and keep up their milk supplies. After about a month, pups join the group's foraging trips. That's when the second collective parenting job begins, feeding. Adults bring food to hungry pups. They start with tasty treats like dead insects, then graduate to nearly dead lizards and slightly squirming scorpions. This gradually teaches the little meerkats hunting skills. After about 3 months, the pups can forage for themselves, and by the time they're 6 months old, they're ready to help their village raise the next litter. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.